Something also in your musical career, in the early 80s, Branson, Missouri came on your radar screen.
My CPA and a guy that was a hotel man in Springfield and Branson, they were buddy-buddy, and they were getting ready to build a theater in Branson. My accountant friend said, well, why don't you call it the Roy Clark Theater? And he said, suits me. You know, I don't know anything about show business, but I do know hotels. He said, there's a spot that I own on Highway 76, right there in the heart of what is now Music Row. He'd figured out that 75,000 cars passed this spot, the time period. He said, with that many cars, it's a pretty safe bet that a certain amount of them will turn in to this theater, this thing that will be a theater. I had heard Branson mentioned, but I didn't know anything about it. They said the best way to describe Branson is Las Vegas without gambling. I said, okay. So I went over, looked at it, and decided to go in with the partnership and build this theater, which called the Roy Clark Celebrity Theater, as opposed to the other theaters that were run by families. We were bringing in big stars. All the big stars that came to play our theater when I wasn't there said, why am I playing in this Roy Clark Theater when I can build a theater of my own? So that started the Glenn Campbell, Loretta Lynn, Andy Williams. They all at one time had worked in our theater, and so the future was to build their own.
So you started that trend, didn't you?
That's what they accused me of.
Yeah. Today, that concept still works there.
Yes, it does.
I know you performed for presidents. You performed for President Carter in Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
For Senior George Bush.
Yes.
In 1974, here in Tulsa, you started the Roy Clark Celebrity Golf Tournament, proceeds for the Children's Medical Hospital. That had to make you feel good because you brought a lot of big stars to town.
The stars, you just hang out a sign, and the big stars of Hollywood and stuff, they're the first ones there. Bob Hope, President Ford, came out and played golf. I said, what's in the golf cart that's about four groups behind us? These golf carts had two or three people in each one with these obvious boxes and things. The guy that's riding with me, he said, if I holler duck, you hit the ground because there's going to be some action. That golf cart back there guarding the president will level this golf course in 5 seconds. And I said, oh, it never dawned on me that they would have security. He said, there's nothing's going to happen.
You raised a ton of money.
That was a great experience. I said, I raised it. It was raised with my name associated with it, but so many people that work so hard, the volunteers. If it wasn't for volunteers, this world would stop moving.
You've been honored many ways, and I don't have time to mention them all now, but in 1987, you were made a member of the Grand Ole Opry. 2009, you were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame with Barbara Mandrell and Charlie McCoy. Got to make you feel good, huh?
Oh.
Does it give you some confidence?
Well, not really, because they waited a long time before they inducted me.
This year, 2011, you were honored by the Oklahoma House of Representatives. But in 1978, an elementary school in the Union School District was named Roy Clark Elementary School.
That was the thing that made me so proud, because I'm so attracted to kids. And it's because I think I'm basically still a kid at heart. It was voted on by the kids to name it the Roy Clark Elementary School. The proudest feeling you can get is to have one of these little kids come up with a T-shirt on and say, I go to Roy Clark School.
Yeah.
That doesn't get much better than that.
And by the way, you were up against a heavy hitter, literally, because Mickey Mantle was the other name.
He was.
And they voted on the two of you, and you won.
Probably the exposure of Hee Haw had a lot to do with that.